From Closing Chapter Studios, in collaboration with MTRadio.net and Metal Local Radio, it is time for the Mistresses of Mayhem present Montana Metal, the sexiest broadcast of metal and mayhem in the great state of Montana. Your hostesses include Mistress Oisey, Mistress Ansi, Mistress Mystery, and Mistress Angel, spotlighting your favorite bands from around the state of Montana. This is the Mistresses of Mayhem and Montana Metal.
Montana Metal rocking the airways once again on MTRadio.net. Mistress Oisey saying, what's up?
And this is Mistress Ansi saying, how you doing? Ready to go camping yet?
Oh, God, yes.
Or burn some stuff? I think just even go up to the woods and burn stuff. Not the woods.
And this is Mistress Mystery saying, yeah, and I'm ready for warm weather. Like, beyond ready for warm weather.
Sunshine,
like warmer weather.
I'm ready for, like, you know, no jacket weather.
Right?
I'm pretty much ready for tank tops and, oh my God, why is it so hot? I'm almost ready for that weather.
Not quite that point. I want to ease into it this year instead of going from, you know, 35 degrees to 98.
You know that's what's coming too, right? Because the Spencer's are fucked up.
Shut!
It's happening.
No, up, Mr. Soisy. Shut up.
The weather goes and it does whatever it wants, man.
I know,
Mother
right?
Nature's a bitch. I love her.
Bam. Yeah, and you know her well, don't you? No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa, that come from? Are you calling her a bitch?
I think she just did.
It's not the first time.
Like, it'd be the last time.
Yeah, yeah. Won't be the last.
Honesty.
But I meant it in a very loving way.
I always say it to your face. It's okay. So, just got done listening to Walking Dead Syndrome. That's what all that chaos was brought you by. See what they do to us, those guys, you know, guys and gal. They just kind of make us go crazy.
I love Angel Flesh. That is one of those songs that I literally lose my shit in the fucking pit. And I just like... It's so much fun. I love Angel Flesh. Off of Human Delusion, you've got Leif, Matthew, Tana, Stephen Noctis, and Mr. Grimm, formed in 2006. Done some band members switching a rune. But yeah, that's the current lineup. They are on Instagram, Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, YouTube. Yo mama.
WalkingCorpseSyndrome.com.
Right? We love these guys. They're awesome. You should definitely check them out. When they come to your area, go see them.
I love watching them on Facebook too, because they got some funny shit going on and they are always updating their Facebooking and keeping their fans up to date, and they've got music on there.
And it's fantastic.
Awesome music videos, all sorts of fun happening. So check them out. Head over to Missoula, Montana.
Yeah, because we got something special for y'all.
We do?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. We have an interview from Jared about their last adventure that they were on.
Yep, over in Oregon.
Yeah. Pretty crazy stuff. Basically, we'll let him tell the story. But yeah, we got to interview Jared, and it's really awesome. So yeah, stay tuned, and we will be setting that right up for you.
Yay. Speaking of Jared from Blessed Earth, he is in another band called Judgment Hammer from Missoula, Montana.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
Those guys were formed in 2004. You had Jared, Dustin, Sid, and Terrell. Many members from Judgment Hammer, this is why they're not active all the time, is they are in Blistered Earth, which is a Metallica tribute band.
Yes. It's kind of cool that they actually do both of them. And if you don't like one, you like the other. And most people like both. And
right? They're pretty badass. They do a really good, yeah.
They do. They're awesome. You got to see them.
I was going to say, see more about them on Facebook and judgmenthammer.com. Check out our interview.
Yeah, find out what happened to Blessed Earth and how the whole shenanigan began, and that it had a pretty awesome outcome. So, Judgment Hammer on Montana. You're listening to the Mistress of Mayhem with Metal Local Radio, jamming out this Friday night, and we're chatting right now with Jared from Blistered Earth. How are you doing, Jared?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. How are you?
We're awesome. It's Friday. We're excited.
We're very excited.
I know.
So, you guys were out on tour with Blistered Earth. How was that tour?
Right. Well, I understand you guys want to talk about the incident we had. We're out this past weekend, like we usually are. This time we were out in Portland, Oregon, and we played the show like usual, and went back to our hotel, and the next morning woke up and found that our trailer was completely gone.
Damn.
So it was a big shock, big surprise there. We actually got the surveillance video and everything, and you could see person. Those surveillance videos are so horrible, you can't even tell, like, you can't make anything out about the person. All you can see was, like, you know, his general shape and whatnot, and the fact that it looked like a guy. That's about it. But anyway, we found the trailer, like, somebody called in the trailer as just being vacant on the side of the road. It was out there on the freeway, about 20 miles out of town. It's completely empty. So all of our gear bottom line, all of our gear got stolen after our show in Portland on Saturday.
Oh, my God.
And, yeah, that was quite the bummer. And the crazy thing is that the reason that had us like, what the hell, was because a similar thing happened to us 4 years ago in 2013 in San Diego. We were down there playing a show, and the same deal. Was at the hotel. We woke up the next morning, come out, except we had this kind of like, you know, we were new to the game, so we had this rinky-dink little lock on there. It was just like a padlock, and so you could basically just cut it with bolt cutters, which is what they did. And it was just at that time, it was just our guitars that were taken. But this time, you know, we had a really solid lock on there. You know, we're like experienced road warriors at this point. So we got this really great lock that nobody could just cut. And so I guess the thieves realized that as well, and they just took the trailer instead. They took it right off the hitch and hooked it to their van. You could see them do it in the surveillance video. It was pretty nerving, I guess.
That's fucked up.
That sucks. That's just like really ballsy to do too.
Yeah, well, that's what and it seems pretty obvious to us that you're like cased, like somebody at the show probably, because
followed you.
You can probably, because I mean, you don't just do that. You don't just go, oh, let's see if there's something in this U-Haul trailer. You know, our vehicle, like, it looks like we're just moving. You know, we're, like, totally inconspicuous out there on the road. You can't tell it's a band. It's just a Dodge Durango pulling a U-Haul.
Yeah.
And so somebody must have known there was, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of band gear in there. That's what went down on Saturday. So I guess the big news was that on, I think it was Wednesday, when we were still trying to figure out what to do about the whole thing, it was a Wednesday afternoon. I got a call from my drummer, who his first thing he says was, "Dude, are you sitting down?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And for those of you who don't know, we're a Metallica tribute band, Blistered Earth. And so my drummer goes, "I just got off the phone with Lars," and I was like, "Lars? Oh, like D Lars? The
Lars.
the guy that you pretend to be every weekend, you know?" Yeah, so that was something else. Apparently, the way he tells the story is that Lars asked him what he does in the band. He's like, "So I've been told I have a decent Lars impression, but what do you? Who am I talking to? What do you do in the band?" And my drummer is like, "Yeah, I guess I'm actually you."
Okay, I'm your double.
I guess Lars asked him, "You know, are you a short Danish guy?" So I guess I had a pretty good. So he described the conversation to me. I knew he wasn't bullshitting me. I'm like, okay, this is legit. And so then he says, "Well, Lars says that they want a list of our gear and they want to replace it for you."
Wow.
For us.
Wow.
Yeah. So, that's just the story. That's we're kind of all in shock about it.
Well, yeah, that shit's mind blowing.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty mind blowing. I mean, it brings us, I guess, a new perspective on the band that we've been playing tribute to these past 5 years. You know, I mean, we always just knew them as, you know, as guys that wrote those cool songs, and they were just kind of like off in the distance doing their thing, you know, to have some kind of interaction, let alone like this kind of interaction. It's pretty cool. I mean, they're obviously pretty decent guys, so we have nothing but respect.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And it's awesome that something good came out of something so bad, because that sucks. We know that you guys, musicians, put a lot of heart and money into your equipment, and it sucks when somebody takes it from you. So it's really cool that there's, this awesome ending to this.
Right. It's pretty brutal, especially for our situation, because we still don't know what they intend to do in terms of replacing things. We had some of us are definitely insured. Some of us are definitely not insured. We were going to have to do some replacing and stuff. But the problem is some of these instruments and such are just so rare that it would be, I think it's still going to be impossible to replace them exactly.
Right.
That's kind of the big bummer. My guitar was an 89 Gibson Explorer. One of my guitars, I lost three of them, was an 89 Gibson Explorer. It's, you know, they don't even, I don't even know if they make the Explorer right now. They like go for a period of time without making it to build the man so they can charge an exorbitant price. And then the drummer's drum set was a 89, or no, it was somewhere in the 80s, a Tama Grand Star, which is something that Tama stopped making in 91 or 92. So it's just really hard to find. Yeah.
Damn.
Well, it's really cool that Metallica is going to help you guys out. Do you guys have like a website link somewhere that if someone comes across your equipment that we can get they can get a hold of you?
Of course. I mean, our website is blisteredearthtribute.com, all one word and all that. But we don't really use that too much. We use Facebook like everybody else in the world.
Okay.
Facebook.com/blisteredearthtribute. That's actually, I think that's how this whole thing came about is we... You know, we got back on Sunday from the trip, and they all live in Spokane. We're based out of Spokane. I live here, and so I didn't get home until, like, you know, 1 in the morning on Monday. And so we didn't really do anything about this until Monday night when my drummer decided to, you know, just do a Facebook post about his drums. And he's like, hey, if anybody sees these, because they're pretty rare, you know, anybody sees these, they're probably mine because nobody else has a kit like this. So he just posted that up, and I was like, we'll see what this happens. But it got shared a lot. So I was like, well, it's probably the same thing with my guitar. So I posted the same thing about my guitar, and it got 1,400 shares or something like that. I've never had anything shared that many times on Facebook. Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty amazing, though.
Yeah, based on that, we got some local media coverage in Portland, and I think that's how Metallica found out about it. We did interviews with the news. That's local news stations there, the television, and they aired it and aired the heck out of it. And I think that's how Metallica found out about it. It's really a tribute to the people of Portland and really our fans in general. I mean, I didn't realize the support we had out there. You know, we play all these shows all over the Northwest. We'll be in Montana and Idaho, Washington, Oregon, basically as far as you can get from Spokane in a day. And you know, I guess we amassed a pretty decent following. Everybody shared the heck out and made this a really well-known event, and it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool the support we had.
That's awesome. So, you guys, do you have any upcoming shows that are going to be affected by this, or are you still going to be able to play those shows if you have any upcoming ones?
Right. It's a good question. That's one of the things that's kind of lucky about this situation. Not that anything is good about it, because obviously, I'm not going to be able to replace some of these things at all. But we were just kind of at the tail end of a 4-week run where we, you know, we're weekend warriors. We'll go play shows Friday and Saturday in, you know, whatever city. And we had done Seattle. We'd done Great Falls and Missoula. And so we were at the end of our run. Portland was the last show. And then we got 3 weeks off before... We're scheduled in Billings and Bozeman. I think it's the 19th and 20th of May. So I don't actually think those shows will be affected by it, which is pretty lucky. You know, I don't know what Metallica is doing. Like I told a TV station over there, like, we don't expect to just get a pile of gear on our doorsteps tomorrow. It's going to be, whatever they're doing, it's going to be hard to find these things. So. But I don't know, but I don't think we'll have to cancel anything. It's kind of lucky in that way. Fortunately, most of us still have, like, some other gear. You know, like, I have one guitar now, and it's a nice guitar, but it's not particularly Hetfield looking, you know?
Yeah.
So. You're like, it's not the sexiest guitar I own, but, you know, it's doable.
Well, no, it might be the sexiest guitar, but, you know, it's not the one James Hetfield played in the 80s. You know, I had that Gibson Explorer like he played in the late 80s. I had a Flying V like he played in the early 80s. And I had the Kirk Hammett signature guitar that my other guitar player used. All were stolen. So I'm sure they'll be able to find it's a Kirk signature. That shouldn't be hard for them.
Yeah.
But, I can't express enough gratitude to our fans and people of the city of Portland and to Metallica, obviously.
That's awesome. Well, we wish you the guys the best in finding your equipment. And yeah, please keep us updated if you guys do, in fact, get it back. That'd be awesome.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, ladies. It was good.
That was awesome. All right. Well, you finish getting dressed and we will chat with you later and hopefully catch you the next time you guys come through Butte.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. We want to thank Jared from Blistered Earth for chatting with us live. If you do come across their missing equipment, you can check out their Blistered Earth Facebook page, and you can also go to blisteredearthtribute.com. You've been listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem with Metal Local Radio. We're going to get back into the music now.
Hey guys, this is Joe Shifton from Hornstop Rocks, and I want you to listen to the Mistresses of Mayhem weekly. If not, I'm gonna come and get
Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. Their song was Awaken the Beast.
Boobies.
Live.
That was actually a live copy.
Yeah.
Live copies just sound different. They do. Some live copies I really enjoy. Boobies. Other ones I don't do.
These guys are out of Billings, Montana, and they were formed in 2014. And they describe themselves as a meat and potatoes metal seasoned with a dash of thrash, a dab of death, and a pinch of power. Ah,
that sounds awesome.
That's cool.
It's like the perfect mixture of a...
It is. And yeah, the song is just kick-ass, you know. Oh, my God. Right. Anyway, we're going to head over to the Missoula, Montana area with some Trouble Lewis.
Trouble Lewis and their song, Born of a Demon. Front person is Nicole. They're a unique blend of rock music. Currently not doing too much because, well, Nicole's very busy and she's in an all-girl Guns N' Roses tribute band and other awesomeness in her life, keeping her busy. You can find more music from Trouble Lewis on Facebook and Reverb Nation. All right, we're going to get back into the music now. You're listening to some Trouble Lewis on Montana Metal. We'll be right back.
up, guys? This is Josh.
This is Dave.
And this is Quincy.
And we are Artotis. And you are listening to the Mistresses of Mayhem.
That was some Sound Beast with Snake out of Butte, Montana. We love Sound Beast. They're one of those bands that if you judge them by the way they look, you wouldn't think really awesome, intense fucking metal. You'd be like, oh, these guys are going to play some laid-back music, some laid-back rock music.
Maybe some 70s.
Maybe some 70s. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be good.
And they take you and rip your face off and...
And you're like,
grooving,
whoa.
And you're like, what the fuck is happening? This is fucking awesome. And they're just awesome. I just love Sound Beast.
Mm.
From the very first time I saw them take stage, I was literally, we were standing there going, what the fuck is going on here? And we were just totally blown away. So,
yeah.
Love Sound Beast. For more information, sound-beast.com or on Facebook. Definitely check out Soundbeast's new EP, Red Sky, available on their website, sound-beast.com. All right, Mr. Soisy saying thank you very much for tuning in.
And this is Mr. Sansi saying, remember to smile, to giggle, and if not, poke a bear.
And this is Mr. Smystery saying, tune in next week for music from Black Jesus Vomit, Killing Cain, and Unicorn Cannery. Now we're going to head over to the Twin Bridges area and listen to some...
Mud Kicker! We adore Mud Kicker a lot.
Yes, we do.
We're pretty excited.
Yes, we are.
Caveman Kelly. Very, very happy birthday to Mr. Eddie Caveman Kelly.
Yes. So if you guys see him, please remember to
wish him a happy birthday.
Happy birthday. You know, don't harass him too much.
Mm. Yeah, he needs some spankings. So
I was going to say, yeah, you know.
Get on that.
Yep.
Definitely check out Mud Kicker and all the awesome bands that we play for you each and every week. We want to thank DJ Sun for putting up with us each and every week. Good luck with this one.
We love you.
And of course, Sean for letting us play on his awesome station, mtradio.net, and all of you for listening and supporting your Montana metal scene. You've been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal.
You have been listening to The Mistresses of Mayhem with Montana Metal. The Mistresses of Mayhem is recorded in Closing Chapter Studios and is produced by DJ Sun. For more information about The Mistresses of Mayhem, follow them online through Facebook, Twitter, and Reverb Nation, or visit their website, mistressesofmayhem.com.